Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM, working with the American farmer, creating products from his crops, creating markets for crops. ADM, resourceful by nature.
This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Thank you, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49. In Kansas City, May wheat opened at 4.62, up 7 on the open. July, 4.65, up 7 and 3 quarters. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 4.37, up 5 and 3 quarters on the open. July, 4.52, up 6. September, 4.64.5, up 7. December, 4.75, up 2.5 on the open. May corn opened at 361, up 1 3/4 on the open. July, 372, up a half. September, 376, up 2. December, 382.5, up 1. March, 393.5, up 2 1/4. May, 402.5, up 3.5. July, 407.25, up 3.5 on the open. May soybeans opened at 763, up 2 on the open. July, 779, up 1 1/4. August, 784, down a half. September, 793.5, up 3.5. November, 807, up 1 3/4. January, 815.5, up 1 1/4. March, 822.5, up 2. May, 822.5, up a half on the open. May soybean meal opened at 213.30, up 10 on the open. July, 218.40, up 20. May soybean oil open at 32.68, up 8 on the open. July, 33.20, up 9. At the Merck April feeders, open at 112.25, up 1.45 on the open. May, 113, up 1.50. August, 113.35, up 100. September, 110.85, up 70 on the open. April live cattle open at 150, up 145 on the open. June, 97, up 145. August, 94.10, up 50. October, 97.85, up 35 on the open. April lean hogs open at 65.50, up 12.5 on the open. May, 75.32.5, unchanged. June, 76.10, up 50. July, 76.67.5, up 25 on the open. And May bellies open at 100 even, up 17.5. Half on the open. Thank you to the 82 AM 580 agricultural listeners who contributed a preliminary total of $9,402 during our just ended and much shorter spring pledge drive. Your support helped us to raise a preliminary grand total of $192,000 for WILL AM and FM. In all, more than 1,100 listeners, including 140 new supporters, join the friends at WILL. Your support will help make agricultural programming possible for another year. If you did not get a chance to pledge, you can still do so on the World Wide Web. Simply go to WILLAG.org and click on the pledge link at the top of the page. And again, Todd Gleason and I thank you for your terrific support. Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, it looks like the corn market is taking at least a couple of baby steps toward repairing all the damage that we've seen over the last week or so. Is that how you're reading it, too?
Yeah, it's being led by wheat. Wheat is the, I think, has to step out front here and be the leader because it's the first crop of the new year here to be shortened up, and that's kind of what this cold and wet weather type forecast is what the market is responding to, especially cold. And whether or not we're going to do damage to the wheat crop, because if you look back, or you step back and look at Friday's crop report numbers, you look at the acres numbers of wheat and corn and soybeans, basically that kind of tells you that that was probably the biggest wheat crop you're going to see based upon the acres, and it's the biggest corn crop you're going to see because everybody took those acres and started multiplying them by trend line yield and whatnot. And the soybeans, with the big cut in soybean acres, that's probably the smallest soybean crop you're going to visualize for the year. And basically, since that point forward now, with the weather forecast being wet and cold, the market now is beginning to maybe reflect that maybe we may not get all of those 90 million acres of corn planted, whether it's 89 or 87. That depends upon how the weather plays out over the next 3 to 4 weeks. But it does indicate that the acres could come back. Planting delays could lead to reducing yield potentials and whatnot. The wheat crop, like I said, is the first one to get really hurt by the cold weather. We haven't killed the corn crop yet because we haven't got it planted. But the wheat crop can begin to get dinged up here. And if you begin to ding up the wheat crop, you begin to talk about smaller production numbers. And then that should spill over and help out the corn market as we go through the next 2 to 3 weeks in here, depending upon how the spring weather pattern does play out. But it looks like it's pretty well in play that it's going to be cold and it's going to be wet anyway for at least the start of the planting season.
So wheat is supportive to corn. Does that in itself provide enough impetus to get us back through these two huge gaps in the corn market?
Well,
what
that's
else would
the first thing you got to do to repair the damage. Now, the wheat's the closest of doing that. I mean, wheat has gained the most. Now, if you can get wheat to erase all of its losses since the report, then you look back and see this decline down as a bear trap. If you can get wheat to erase all of its losses and begin to move ahead of the sideways, move into a higher trend, well, then that would pull corn, and then corn would get back to where it was before the report, and then you could look at this big nosedive in here also as a bear trap, and then the market would resume its uptrend based upon shrinking production potentials. Now, it's not going to have the impetus as what a lot of people would probably like to have, but if you can get the market focused back on, rather than rising production prospects, but reducing production prospects due to smaller acreages, due to downgrading of yield potentials and whatnot, depends on how a lot of it's all weather from this point forward. And if weather, a market analyst is going to be no better than what his weather forecast is at the moment. But that's what it looks to me like could be materializing. Maybe something like what happened here a couple years ago when we had the cold weather. The market finally realized that the new crop planting progress did not go as well as what they thought, and crop prospects weren't quite as good, and the market, had a May June rally.
And seeing that no one knows what the weather is a week or more out, we're looking for high volatility here, I would suppose.
Well, I suppose, but you're always going to have a lot of the volatility is based upon the numbers that we're trading. We haven't traded these numbers for a while. So when you look at percentage-wise, it may not be quite as volatile as what you initially think.
Well, given all that you said then, I suppose that soybeans, which have diversified itself from corn to some degree, it's holded up better than the corn market has, based on the information that you would give, and corn filling those gaps. Would that have any bearish influences to the soybean chart?
Well, what's bullish corn at this point would be a little negative beans. I mean, because what we're doing here is if we're reducing corn acres, we're more than likely increasing soybean acres. And then if you're destroying the wheat crop early, then, the wheat crop, you'll see maybe, double crop soybeans follow wheat. So it may be difficult. Like I said, the bean thing may be the smallest number that we've seen for the year or can visualize, and the corn and wheat are the largest based upon, you know, when you look at last week's report, when you sit back and look at it.
Okay, so ultimately then you have to figure out the timing of all of this. Is there a tipping point in your mind where you say, yeah, that's where the market is going to be from this point over for at least until we get to pollination?
We got to first get the crop planted, and I would say that we've at least starting the early part of the planting season is such that it doesn't look like the crop is going to get planted as timely, as quickly, under as favorable conditions maybe as what the market was wanting to put into the couple, 3 weeks ago. So it looks to me like, you know, maybe we are in a more of a sideways, could even strengthen as time goes on until the corn crop is actually planted. And then probably once the trade can visualize the corn crop being planted, then we would tail off probably sometime at the end of May.
Thank you, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of AgVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois. You're listening to WILO Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.